Hey everyone. Hi, this is Gloria and I am live. Hey, this is my public figure page and I just wanted to come in and say hello to everyone here on this platform. I have not done a live probably in a long time on this platform. And so I do want to start to come in and use this platform. Hi, Al Mendez, and say hi to you guys out there and let you know what I'm up to. So if you are wondering what I'm doing and you know me, my name is Gloria Medrano and I'm basically a podcaster. So I'm a podcast host and I do interviews with people around my city or globally. But I started off here on my journey from London to back to my hometown. I live in the Barrio Logan Heights. And I'm from Southeast San Diego. Yes, I am. I'm from Skyline. I'm from Valencia Park area. And I grew up in a house that my dad built. It was up on a private hill up on Skyline across the street from O'Farrell Junior High School. My dad built the house and had acres and acres of land. So I grew up riding motocross. My dad was a biker. And so I learned how to ride motocross from a very young age, very, very little. Started on a little mini bikes. The mini bikes turned to proper twist throttle dirt bikes with gears, which was a little 80 bike that we had. And then it progressed to bigger bikes. And I became almost pro status on dirt bikes, motocross, and rode BMXs for a long, long time before that. Later on, as I got into my junior high school years, the gangs started to come my way, and my dad, being the biker guy that he was, said, "You're never going to join a gang." And I was more scared of him than I was, a gang member. Because, daddy was protecting his little girl. He took us out to 24th Street, which is Pepper Park in National City. And it used to have sand dunes. If you are, from my generation, then you remember taking your dirt bike out and riding in the dunes. Now there are no dunes, and now it's a boat launching area with a boat dock. And so growing up like that was crazy. And I hung out a lot in National City. Now I have the opportunity to help out the East Lake Church community at the Paradise Village site. And so we have a church service every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. And so I during those years coming back from London, went back to, I went in, I saw someone do a podcast. I actually seen someone do a Facebook Live. I looked and I said, I could do something with that. And started practicing my lives. I was terrified because, I'm a bit reserved, a bit, England has made me a bit reserved. and it also has made me really brave as well. But I started to practice, and people probably thought I was crazy. Probably thought, what is she doing? But I practiced. Was not very good at it at all. you know, there are lives that I look back on and I'm like, what in the world are you doing? You know, like the camera was twisted the other way and I'm trying to talk and the camera's facing a tree because I was scared to be on camera. Finally, one day I busted out and shared my story. A lot of people for many, many years, you know, in my growing up in church and Praise Chapel Christian Fellowship, never knew my story. They never, ever knew my story. I never shared my real testimony. I never shared it. And it's pretty crazy. And I just felt like there's enough people sharing craziness out there, and I didn't want to share it. I just didn't want to share it. And so I let others share their story. But what I realized is that I needed to share my story. I needed for people to know my story. And that it would help someone out. In my little, you know, workshop, women's workshops, I would share my full story. Only to them, because they were special to me. And I've done the women's workshop since 1996. But that is where I shared the journey and brought women on a journey with me. And I paint a picture in this workshop of a path, of a journey, of a walk. And this walk is with Jesus. This walk is with Jesus. And we paint it as we're walking on this beautiful trail. And God really moves during this time. But yeah, I a lot of people never knew my real story. So I came back from London, and then I walked into a business, and I asked, you know, the business owner, as I was learning how to eat pokey, because I never had it before, and I said, hey, can I interview you? And he was a young guy, and he was very friendly, and he says, yeah, what are you, like, YouTuber? And I was like, kinda. So I developed, that's how I already had a YouTube, but it was just, you know, family, nothing professional, family, you know, videos of my dog, you know, chewing his dog toy or whatever. It was dumb stuff. And so that's how I developed a YouTube and a podcast, and learned how to download videos and then put them into audio. And I started from there. And someone reached out to me one day and they said, you know, come on my show. They said, they called me out actually, you know, on a live, you're coming on my show. And so I braved it out, you know. I was terrified and I was looking for ways to back out of going on this person's show, Facebook Live show. But the crazy Latina side kicked in, and there I went. We don't back down. And so if you grew up where I grew up, we don't back down. You can't back down. So I went through with it. And from there, they had a YouTube, and somebody had Googled my name, and I was like, what are people Googling my name? You know, are they that nosy? Like, they want to know, you know, what is going on with Gloria? You know, because my story was pretty crazy. And they said, you're on YouTube. And I looked, and sure enough, there I was. And my friend had a YouTube. And it was 2 weeks later, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people were trying to add me on Facebook. And I didn't add all of them, but I did max out my Facebook to like 5,000. And so from there, I thought, should I do a public figure page or a business page after that? Because that one you can't max out. So someone suggested yes. So that is this page I just kind of left it alone and just kind of posted stuff here and there, and I didn't really work with it until today. And I have a women's group that I have been cultivating, but I want to do a podcast featuring women for the month of March. And so I'm reaching out. If you get a phone call from me or a message on your Facebook, because I've been watching you. So I want to reach out to some women, because most of the people that were on my podcast, they were mostly men. So, you know, the men, they're brave, they're aggressive, and they want to share their business and stuff, you know? And so I want to reach out to some women, and I want you to share what it is that you do. I want to use my platform to push you forward. So, you know, I don't feel like I'm not like, you know, this leading lady kind of person, although I tend to be in that arena. But what I am for sure is I am wise, and I am an encourager. That is for sure. And, you know, I am that sister that is like, you know, I want to see you and be proud of you. I want to see you grow. I want to see you flourish. And I want to help you do that. So that's where my gift is, to be a coach. You know, I'm not selling anything, guys. Don't worry. I'm not selling anything. But I'm sharing with you that that's where my gift comes from. My gift is in that way, you know. And I was in my younger years, I didn't tell you this part, but when the gangs came after me, I went into competitive boxing. I never joined a gang, so I was never a gang member or anything like that. And I had some really good people come into my life at a really young age, at the age of like 16, 17, 18. And it was my boxing coach, and they really transformed my life. And then I found Jesus after that. But they coached me to be a better human. They coached me to be kind, to respect people, and that everything doesn't have to be a fight. Because I was a fighter, for reals. I was not a bully. I was never a bully. But I would hold my own. I was a fighter. Sporty, very sporty. And they taught me how to diffuse a fight instead of actually fighting. And so sticking to technique, sticking to, you know, being healthy, eating right, and pushing through your fitness. And that's kind of like what life was about. Life is kind of like when you're, you know, doing a set in the gym and you're lifting those weights, and you know, you get to that last set and you're not pushing that one last weight that you added weight to, and you're like, I don't know if I could push it through. And then your friend comes along, and they're your spotter, and they're yelling at you, come on, you can do it, you can do it, push it through. And you find out that you pushed it through all the way, and you turn around and you're like, I don't even know how I did that. I pushed it through, right? Learning to get your mindset back in gear and focus on finishing it through. You know, rest if you must, but finish it through. And that's something that my dad taught me when I was learning to ride motocross. He basically put me on a bigger bike, and, you know, the very first motorized one, and said, you know, just go and don't fall into that lumber pile right there. Well, I almost crashed into the lumber pile. In fact, I fell down, dropped the bike, and, you know, and it hurt, and I didn't want to get back onto it. My girly side came out, and he said, you're going to have to at least keep riding until you're not scared. And so I kept writing it until I wasn't scared, and then I wanted to do more. And so, you know, that is what happens in life. You do it until you're not scared, and then you're ready for the next phase. And then you keep challenging yourself to the next phase. You know, and you will continue to grow. We can't stay stuck in our comfort zone and expect for change to happen or growth to happen. You have to come out of your comfort zone. So that's a little bit about me. That's what I am. That's what I do. I'm actually a chaplain, and I worked alongside of, you know, different organizations. I do hospital visits. I worked, you know, I trained with the San Diego Police Department on their crisis team and trained with them, and then trained on other sites to in the crisis intervention area. And so, you know, that's those are some of the training grounds that I've had. And then some of the things I did in England were the things I did outside of the church were the volunteering alongside of the midwife in a really, really crazy area of where my area was that I lived. And the area had high teen pregnancies, and in some, I don't want to say religion, but in some cases, a young girl getting pregnant in a certain ethnicity, it could be dangerous for them and even deadly for them. And so we did rescue one girl, which then turned into a human trafficking situation. So we got her rescued and rehoused and safe. And so, you know, that was first responder. That was hands-on because she came to my house and asked me for help. So I was the first responder to get her into help. So if there's anything that I can do for you, I am here to serve my community. That's what I do. Reach out to me, and you know, in however way that I could help. You know, there's so many things, so many ways that I can help. You know, whether it be to do a funeral, whether it be to do a wedding. You know, and those, honestly, I don't charge for them, you know, so especially if they're a member of the church here. They are just things that, I want more, hours in, and I do that. So with that said, hi guys, I see you popping in. I see more people popping in as I'm live here. Somebody's saying hello. Hi there. I see you saying hello. Hi guys. Thanks for popping in. So now you have gotten to know me on this page here in a bit more of a personal way, and you've heard my story, just a little bit of my story. There's still a whole lot more in between, and I don't want it to be about me, and I'm here to encourage you. And so the reason why I share my story, or some of the things I share, especially on my personal page, you know, I share it to end with the place of hope, to end with the place of you can overcome, and here's how to overcome, right? It is a process. It just doesn't happen overnight. And it is a constant training of your thought life. And that doesn't just come overnight. So, you know, I had years and years of training with that, and I still have a hard time sometimes, you know. I had some good people come into my, I really had some good people, my boxing coaches, and we worked on, you know, a lot of the getting through workouts that were tough workouts, and what was happening, what was I thinking, why did I want to give up so easy, you know? And a lot of that was because I didn't think anyone cared. I didn't think, and that's why we give up so easy sometimes in life, in business. And, you know, we really have a belief system that is, that can go really deep into our core, and we give up on it because we think, what's the use of that? I tell a story of climbing a hill. It was a hiking trip that my boxing coaches had us on, and one of the young men was there, and we got all the way. And there's a lot of stuff that happened in between. I don't want to share the whole story right now, but we got to the very top of this mini mountain. You know, it was not a big hill, but it was a pretty good hike. It was an all day hike, and it was an incline, a really steep incline. And we get to the top, and at the top, our coaches had a prize for us. And, you know, I wanted my prize. I was like, I went all the way up here for what? Because I'm getting my prize. And the guy didn't want his prize, this young man. He said, what for? What do I need a prize for? What am I going to take it home to my parents who don't care if I have completed or accomplished something? And we tried to talk to him. And we said, it's not about your parents. This is about you. You are here. You did the work. And he says, I don't care. And he kicked the dust around. And I don't care, he said. And do you know, he went all the way up that hill, and he moped all the way back down the hill. He was sad, and he was defeated, and he quit. He did not go all the way to get the prize. And when he was saying that, I resonated with that. I understood what he was saying, because I felt that every inch of the way. My mind was saying, why? What's the use? What are you doing this for? Nobody cares. Nobody's going to put it on a shelf and say, oh, look how proud I am. Nobody's going to even notice. Every inch of the way. But I knew that I had a team. I had a team who was watching me. And then it became not about me. It became about my team. And if I back down and I feel that same way that that young man felt, and I let my team down by not going all the way and getting the prize, I would let them down. And so it is about you, and it is about me, and it is about other people. So I want you to understand that you don't have to quit. You can keep going. Rest if you have to, but keep going. Okay, guys, I'm here for you. You can reach out to me. And I am going to go for now. And thank you for viewing. There's a lot of viewers. I didn't expect to have this many viewers. I'm really excited. So I look for my live again. And we'll see what we could bring to the table. And some of the women who I will do a podcast with. And we'll do it. If you want to check out my other page, it's Heart of the City San Diego. And that's where I keep all of my videos that have the podcasts in them. And then if you want to check out the link in my bio, you can do that. And that has the YouTube and all the other places where you can find me. Okay, guys, bye for now. I love you guys.